It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. Later in the hour, Obama is again facing pressure to take action on Syria. We'll take a look at the ongoing humanitarian crisis there.
First, the Olympics in Sochi are winding down after a lot of concerns surrounding security and accommodations in the days leading up to the Games. By all reports, the Games have gone relatively smoothly.
And one of the most popular events in the last 2 weeks has been hockey, both for the men's and women's teams. In a heartbreaking loss yesterday, the women of the Team USA gave up a 2-0 lead to lose the gold to Canada. And the men's gold medal match will take place on Sunday.
As we heard here on Central Time from a sports reporter at the beginning of the games, both the men and women's hockey teams have a good deal of Wisconsin representation. There are 8 former Badgers between the two teams.
Earlier today, we spoke with the Wall Street Journal reporter covering hockey in Sochi. Because of the time difference, we had to speak with her before today's semifinal match between U.S. and Canada.
The game just wrapped up in the last few hours, and as you may have heard, the U.S. fell to Canada by a 1-0 score. Sharon Turlip is a sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal and has been witness to the highs and lows of all the big games.
Sharon, thanks for joining us from Sochi.
Glad to be here.
Well, put the games for us in context. How big of a deal are these hockey events, not just at the Olympics, but in Russia specifically?
Oh, I mean, for anyone who saw any part of the Russia-U.S. game or who experienced the Russians after the defeat, I mean, the game is huge here. Even though they don't have a horse in the race, there's expected to be a big amount of fans here. So, I mean, definitely the Russian elimination from the games has deflated everything. I mean, it's palpable here, but still an important game. And I think the Russians are rooting for the Canadians mostly, as we've talked to folks.
Well, tell us about that. I mean, how has the town reacted? How has the country reacted?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on who you talk to. But, I mean, there's no the figure skating victory last night, the Russians won figure skating gold. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a really big deal. It helped lift the mood somewhat. But this whole country was riding on hockey. I mean, hockey is, it's a big deal here. It's an important legacy. Putin was at the game. There's pictures of, him there with kind of his head in his hand. So it's really a mixed feeling. I mean, I think people are, thrilled and proud to have the games here, but it would have been absolutely electric if the Russians would have made it to a medal round.
Right. And, I mean, even in the figure skating event, that didn't come without some controversy of its own.
It did, but I think when you're on the winning end of controversy, the controversy maybe isn't as much of a big deal. I mean, I can assure you the Russians aren't talking about the controversy right now.
So were the Russians banking on a rematch of the Miracle on Ice this year?
It's interesting. I mean, I think the Russians, for the Russians, the really big rivalry is with Canada. So Russians' dream would have been to face Canada. I mean, for the Americans, the Miracle on Ice is really the pinnacle of U.S. hockey. But the Canadians and the Russians were so competitive for so long in the 70s and 80s that really would have been the dream match for them.
Men's and women's hockey are both particularly exciting for us here in Wisconsin because the two teams there have 8 former Badgers within them, and the women missed out on the gold yesterday in a very close match. Could you tell us about that game?
Yeah, I mean, that was, I think that was just crushing for the women. They had a news conference this morning with some of the leaders, with Julie Chu, and it was just, it was their nightmare loss, and their spirits had been so high leading into the game, and they'd beaten the Canadians in the games leading up to the Olympics, and I think they thought they were really going to win. So, I mean, it was pretty, I have to say, as a reporter, even talking to the women after the game was somewhat hard. I mean, I don't think I've, ever seen athletes as emotional as they were. It's another 4 years. It's not like they get to go back and play in the NHL or win a Stanley Cup or make millions of dollars. This was kind of it for them. So, they were really trying to work on being positive. Julie Chu was trying to remind the players that winning a silver medal is a really big deal and trying to get them to focus on that. But, it was a hard time for them.
Well, it must be hard when I bet they're replaying the same things that at least U.S. media are replaying with the hockey puck headed straight for the open goal and then hitting the goalpost and flinging off to the left and out of bounds. Is that something that just continues to weigh on their conscience?
Yeah, I mean, some of them said today, you know, they really didn't sleep last night. You know, they kept talking about, you know, hockey's a game of a bounce here and a bounce there. Coach Katie Stone, who's always positive, you know, and she wasn't negative after last night's game, but she said, you know, you have nights where you think, you know, maybe things just aren't going your way, which for her was, you know, kind of a lot to say. And definitely you're reliving that moment.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the atmosphere of these games? American hockey games can get kind of wild. Is it like that in Russia, too?
You know, it's actually not for as big as, I mean, there's definitely energy. And being at the game, the Russia-U.S. game, tremendous excitement. But one of the things that was really noticeable is in that game when the goal was taken back, really, the Russian crowd, they didn't really react. And if that was an NHL game, I mean, you would have had booing and yelling, and, you know, it would have been crazy, and there just wasn't that. So there's a lot of cheering, but it's not, you know, it's not the kind of, it's not really antagonistic. They don't seem to kind of try to intimidate the other team the way that, you know, a lot of fans in the U.S. have kind of mastered.
Well, the semifinal match between Canada and the U.S. is about to begin, and you're there right now. We'll know the results of that game by the time that this interview airs, but as someone who's getting ready to watch this game, what are you looking out for?
You know, I think the Canadians have not played a defense as fast and as effective as the U.S. yet. So I think, you know, we'll really be looking to see if they figure out how to adjust their game to deal with that and to deal with the American speed. You know, we'll be watching the U.S. goalie. He started off somewhat shaky last game against Czechoslovakia, so he'll need to be on his game because the U.S. has not played a team as good as Canada so far.
Is the U.S. hungry for some redemption after that crushing overtime loss in 2010?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, after the match was determined that it would be the U.S. and Canada, the men on the team were... they were very happy. I mean, they basically had said this was their dream. This is what they wanted. So that's definitely on their mind.
You know, is there any crossover of spirit in a way between the men's hockey team and the women's hockey team? Are the men saying, hey, we've got to do our best here because we owe it to the women now to try to win the gold?
You know, I think the teams are supportive of each other. I mean, even though the women's game ended close to midnight last night, and even though the men had a game today, a lot of them were at that game. Amanda Ketzel, the star of the U.S., you know, one of the stars of the U.S. team, of course, her brother is on the men's team. So there's definitely crossover. The women were saying they hope the men can get some revenge for them. So I think there's some of that. But I think for the men, the sting of Vancouver is so big for them that's really what's driving them. You know, I don't know that it's going to be the women's loss that's driving them as much as this Vancouver, you know, as much as redemption, not just for Vancouver, but just for the U.S. program really not doing as well, as, you know, in years.
And hockey pretty much closes things out over in Sochi, but are there other events that you're going to be paying attention to today?
You know, I actually have been in a hockey bubble, so, you know, I know curling last night was, I didn't get to make it to a curling match. We're watching for any event that the Ukrainian team's in, given everything that's happening over there. So there's still some things going on that we're keeping an eye on.
Much of the talk leading up to the Olympics focused on security and preparations. You've been there for about 2 weeks now. What's the verdict on the success of the games?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, there was a lot of chatter early on in the games about media hotel rooms not being ready, and certainly that was noticeable getting here. There's a lot of oddities, things like big, huge hotels that, you know, aren't finished yet, just things that, you know, are probably just cultural differences that I think are unusual to people here. But beyond that, you know, the transportation's running smoothly. There hasn't been a huge, you know, there hasn't been any type of attack or security threat. So I think, you know, I think you'll hear people calling these games, you know, maybe not perfect, but a success after this.
Mm-hmm. Any clues as to what to expect at the closing ceremony on Sunday?
You know, they've been keeping that very, a very good secret. I mean, you meet people around here, and I've met a couple of people who are in the ceremony, and they talk and they talk, and then they say they can't speak about what the ceremony is going to be like. So I actually don't know what to expect. I mean, I would expect something similar to the opening ceremony, the same kind of mood. I'm sure Putin will be there.
I imagine. Well, Sharon Turlip, thank you so much for joining us from Sochi, and have a safe trip home.
Great. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sharon Turlip is a sports reporter at The Wall Street Journal. She's been covering hockey direct from Sochi, including today's USA-Canada game.